Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's Fan After Dark with Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, and Trevor the Creator, and you, the fine Tolos that make the show go round. More and more about Sharon Moore keeps coming out, and you guys seem to be loving the Latvia conversation. Some of you guys have done your research during the segment or in the break and have enjoyed the Latvian culture and the images that popped up. And I'll say this, boys, should we take a trip to Latvia? I think we should.
I'm down.
I'm going to show you this, Fred, and I'll since you're the one, since you're the adult on the show, I'll let you know if you want to read it on the air.
I'd go that far.
But this is some more Sharon Moore stuff that's coming
out. Oh! Yeah. Sharon, rough day for our boy Sharon.
And knowing Fred, even if it's not ready to be read on the air, he'll probably read it.
Did we look at our boy Justin Spiro to make sure that he's legit?
I'll let you do that. That's what I got you here for.
He's got 33,000 followers, host of the Spiro Avenue show, not responsible for anything said during games. You're Obsessed isn't a counterpoint, Spartan Tar Heel. Okay.
And the girl commented under the picture, too.
He's got 33,000 followers, so let's go ahead and give this thing a whirl, shall we? All right. Sharon Moore contacted OnlyFans model Mia... sure do need some glasses. Mia Sorority on Instagram after his release from jail? Like, are we saying this happened today?
It happened like 5 seconds ago, I guess. Let me make sure he's out of jail.
In the message sent, Moore blasted Sorority for discussing her story and past experiences with him. I mean, don't we think Sharon's got more things to worry about than OnlyFans models? She wishes to keep the exact contents of the message redacted, but intends to share them at a later date. This is incredibly bizarre behavior in the immediate aftermath of his release from jail. So, here we go.
I think it's just old messages. I think the redacted part.
Yeah,
we can't
so those are old messages. Oh, wow. A lot of fire emojis.
And then she comments under it, right under the post. It's the one with the light-skinned girl.
Now, in fairness to Mia, she does say in her bio, certified distraction. Okay? So you kind of knew that she does this. She said, may cause excessive scrolling. Follow my back. She's got a backup as well. Click the link to see more, and that goes to her OnlyFans. Meanwhile, Shorty's got 292,500 followers on X. So let's go back to what she said. She's a cutie. he is really pissed at me, and I'm not even the one that broke the story. NY Post is.
Now, could this be a complete ball sack? 100%.
I mean, she is wearing a Michigan starter jacket, so it's got to be true, right? Can we just...
we got to first think, does he have access to a phone to see if this is real or not?
Well, I'm sure he's got access to a phone. I mean, when you get out of jail, they give you all your stuff back.
Do we think he's out of jail?
Yeah, no, his, because the little, what's it called when you the talk to the hearing? Judge about your bail or whatever? Like, he's like, you can't do this, arraignment. You can't do this, you can't do this.
Yeah, because I think they gave him a GPS monitor, right?
Yeah, so he's out then.
So, yeah, no,
that
he's
was
out.
On my Twitter feed, and I was like, I keep my Twitter very clean.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is there a jail, like, what scene's
like
about to
why
happen?
Is there a jail stuff? Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, he looks rough. So, I don't know.
Have you guys ever spent a night in jail?
Yes.
I got my buddy sent to jail. Does that count?
It's actually worse.
Wow, before we go any further, let's go ahead and dive into this for a second. What do you mean you got your buddy sent to jail? That's not something friends do to other friends.
Yeah, well, he had 7 warrants, and I got pulled over for crossing the white line, the crosswalk line. That's literally what happened. So he had 7 warrants. Now, it was for unpaid parking tickets. It wasn't anything crazy.
Pulled over.
Okay, so he's in the car with you. They went ahead and ran his information, too, and they're like, all right, you're going to jail.
Yep. Okay, it's because he had 7 warrants for 7 unpaid parking tickets.
But it was you that got pulled over in the first place.
Yes. At 2 a.m., I was driving in Wiley. Thanks, Wiley, Texas.
Sideways?
And I pulled just over the crosswalk. So the wild thing is that we're worried about the crosswalk at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, they were just looking for a reason.
Exactly.
Had you been driving erratically?
I don't believe so.
We were
driving on back roads.
Were you drunk?
No, absolutely not.
Were you under the influence of any kind?
Nope. Not that guy.
When was the last time you had a beer?
I couldn't tell you the last time.
When was the last time you got drunk?
I want to say a buddy's bachelor party forever ago.
So are we talking years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like 5 plus?
Easy.
You haven't gotten drunk in 5 years.
Plus.
I mean, good for you. I mean, look, I haven't gotten drunk in 9.5, so I'm right there with
one,
you.
One, alcohol does not taste good. Like, I don't like it. People that say they like it, you know, good on Kevin for his twisted tea, but I'm just not a...
It's been 5 days for me, so I'm with you guys. We're all on this path together.
Dude, twisted tea.
Tens across America.
Twisted tea, man. That's...
Sunday Funday, baby.
Yowza. Twisted tea. Now, look, I don't know if they've changed the formula, but when... Twisted Tea first came out.
Twisted Tea was out when you were drinking?
Yeah, no.
Why did I think Twisted Tea was new?
I think they just started like advertising. I think that's kind of what
happened. It's been around that long? This is new to me.
No, look, I'll put it like this. I was drinking Twisted Tea back in
1912.
2009 is when I was drinking Twisted Tea.
2000. Just say 2009.
That's how you know you're old. What do you say? Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Trevor, when he said 2009.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys understood, knew what the hell I was talking about. So.
We did.
Yeah. We're stuck
it's 2009 for you two jamokes. But yeah, Twisted Tea.
You could have just said 'cause
I'm going to tell you right now.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were... I didn't know I had to run how I say things by you guys.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what we do on the show. We make fun of how people say things. But we just do it in a circle.
I mean, I could say a lot. I mean, I think I keep my mouth quiet a lot listening to you two guys for 4 hours a night. Anywho.
Oh, see, why do you have to take it?
Oh, I mean, you guys want to.
He took the fun out of it.
Yeah, well, let me mock
make
what
it
you,
personal,
how you talk.
Why you got to make it personal? I make it sound like you're holding back so many things about us. Now we're insecure.
That's what we do. We make fun of the way people talk.
I'm moving to Latvia. Screw y'all.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get the GoFundMe for you. Yeah, Twisted Tea's nothing nice anyway. I'm glad I don't do that anymore.
Now Fred's been mean to us.
You guys literally started by talking about me.
Hey, why are you yelling? Stop.
But we say it out loud. He said, I've got so many things to say.
I said, I got so many things I could say. I said, saying I could say, but I don't. Anyway, Alito. Up 42-28 over Frisco Lone Star.
Close
That's
game.
In the third quarter. Yeah, it's looking well. Although, yeah, now probably. Let's
these
see.
Four stars or not four star? 4A and
that's 5A. That's 5A.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, 5A. All your 6A games are tomorrow. But Alito Lone Star. That's a 5A game. 5A D1. Portarthur Memorial. They're down a field goal to Smithson Valley. That game's been back and forth. South Oak Cliff handling their business. They are up 35-10 over Melissa. Oh, I hear him.
Bro, that song's goated. I don't care what anybody says. Y'all need to hear about the Garland, Texas area.
There you go. Shout out to Garland. Shout out to our boy Dave Swayze from Garland's own.
Himself. What did I call him
himself.
That one day?
There's no telling.
Wait,
with
so
you.
What is his name?
By the way, shout out to Tim. Carthage is beating the you-know-what out of Brock.
Let me guess the score. It was 7-0 the first.
It was 7-0 in the first segment.
35-10.
Okay. You want to make a guess there, Latvian King?
Let's say because the brakes, the beating the brakes off somebody means it's got to be like 42-0.
Okay. So they lost
49-14. 49-14. Carthage is taking care of business. Kilgore also taking care of business as well. They're up 42-0 over Lavernia.
What are we doing? We're about to go to states and
teams are getting beat. Yeah.
Smoked by 40, man. Come on.
Lano is down 63-16 to Yoakum. So,
well, their name is Yano, so I don't expect
that. Which apparently I think is right around the corner from here.
I think you're met. Like, I feel like when you say that, I hear like Plano. I'm thinking Plano. And
I thought he was like, doing
trying
that
to be
too.
Cool. And saying no, Lano.
I don't. Do we think there's 3A schools in Plano?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. I know, but that's why it just sounds weird.
And then Wall out scores Gunter 28-25.
These sound like basic. Never mind.
Oh, real quick. Last thing. Salina and Stephenville. Best game of the night. All knotted up at 21.
Okay.
Fourth quarter.
Can we live stream that?
Maybe. Maybe we'll take a look at it, but yeah. So there you have it. There's your score so far, and we're down to, like I said, we got one game that's over already, and we got most of these that are in the third and fourth quarter. Aledo and Frisco are both, or that game's in the third quarter as well. So you got an update for us on our Dallas Mavericks?
Of course, I got two sports updates for you. Let's go first to the Mavericks. They're up 86-85. Cooper Flagg, 22-7. He had 0 assists in the first quarter. He now has 7. Max Christie has hit 4 threes, so if you took him hitting over 3.5 threes, cha-ching, it hits. 15.6 rebounds for him. Najee Marshall, 15-1-2. Dwight Powell's got 11 minutes. He's giving you 5 points and 3 boards. Brandon Williams has knocked in 4 points with 3 assists. Anthony Davis report. What do we think our stat line is from AD? Let's go around the room.
You'll have to give it. You'll have to ask. I mean, I've got the
okay,
box score.
Trevor.
Out, so
let's say he got it together. Let's go 10 points.
Add 3 more.
Hey,
13.
Okay,
with 5 rebounds and 3 assists. AD turning around. PJ Washington, slow game. He's been dealing with injuries. Only 13 minutes from him. 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Does have 2 blocks though. Like you said, Musa Cisse. Jaden Hardy and Caleb Martin have not entered the game. Let's stick with the NBA. Let's go at large at the NBA, and let's give the Tolos some ball knowledge and test y'all's. The NBA.com's updated MVP ladder came out today. Who do we think's in that list in the top 10?
Future Dallas Maverick Jaden Ivey had 19 minutes and 10 points today too. So just
that's a good report. We got to start watching these guys that are in the trade.
Ron Holland had 12 points okay. in 25 minutes.
What about Tobias?
Okay. And Tobias Harris, 21 minutes, 9 points.
There we go. So all together.
Levine? Or Levine, which one? How are we saying?
Oh well, Zach Levine's a. These are all Detroit Pistons.
Okay, well, I know, but
pushing
we said we're watching the guys. I'm
he
just
said
saying.
He knows, Fred.
Let's see, is Sacramento playing tonight? Yeah, they're in Latvia right now, and no one cares. So I don't have a box score for them, unfortunately.
They don't play till Sunday.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Against the Wolves.
Mm.
Okay, ready? Top 10 in the MVP is who? NBA.com released their most updated ladder. So this is kind of the non-bias. Every site's going to have theirs. Every writer's going to have theirs. NBA.com is a good way to see what the consensus, whether you agree with it or not, but just kind of what the consensus, kind of the betting favorites, if you will.
Who does the voting for MVP?
It's just a bunch of panelists media, and
right?
media.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, all right,
it's cool. A collection of people.
I mean, obviously, SGA and Jokic.
Who do you think is one and who's two?
SGA's got to be one.
SGA is number two.
Really?
Even though they're 27-1 or whatever, yeah, and he's scoring 30 and three quarters, they have Jokic at number one. SGA at number two.
By the way, Con Knuppel went for 33-9 tonight. Dude.
Him and Cooper Flagg are going back and forth. For
Josh Giddey, maybe a potential future Maverick. 26-7-11.
The Giddey report.
Ooh, he'd look good in a Mavericks uniform. All right, so that's two. Cade Cunningham.
Come on out, Trevor.
Cade Cunningham.
Number four, Cade Cunningham.
Yes, sir.
Giannis is probably up there. Really?
Not even in the top 10.
Well, he's missed. He's missed some games. That's probably why they're hating on him. By the way, Cade Cunningham tonight. By the way, Detroit won 142-115. Cade with 15 points in 23 minutes. I mean, hell, they had. So he basically didn't even play the second half.
They do this.
I mean, their entire bench played more than. Meanwhile, Atlanta. Anyway, that's a whole other story for another time. All right, so we got Cade, we got Jokic, we've got SGA. Let's see, who else?
Luka.
There you go. Luka at number three.
Hello.
So you've got the top four. Who do you think's 5 through 10? I'll tell you this.
Jalen Brunson.
There you go. Jalen Brunson's number six. There is one more superstar level player. The rest are kind of like
Jalen Brown.
Look at you, Fred Davis. Jalen Brown at number five.
Let's go. Let's go.
There's one more superstar in here. The rest are kind of guys that have ascended but are second-tier stars.
Okay.
There is one more superstar on the list.
Oh, it's got to be KD.
Nope.
I guess he's not really at an MVP level right
he's
now.
He's not playing that great.
He's around like that 21. Jabari's been doing good for them. Amen Thompson's been doing good for them.
He's been balling.
Also, another player that's on the list that I didn't just
Harden
name that's on their team.
But the Clippers are awful.
He's on the Rockets team. I didn't list him.
Alperen?
There you go. Alperen Sengun is number 10 on the list.
Wow. He's getting MVP love.
Yep. There is one. Still a superstar. They're all guards. Every single one left is a guard. You just need 7, 8, and 9.
Steph?
Nope. 7, 8, and 9.
Kawhi?
Mm,
well,
no.
He's the other superstar. I'm just trying to
give you a hint. Two are African American, one is Caucasian.
Austin Reeves?
There you go. Austin Reeves getting MVP love.
Wow.
Not sixth man of the year. Wow. Not best Robin.
Yeah, not most improved.
I've seen some
not
jokes
most
on improved. Him, though. That's what's wild.
And I could see him getting a most. I mean, I think he would be a favorite to win most improved. Who saw this coming from Austin Reeves?
I will say
Reeves?
The Ryan Rollins kid that I know maybe 1% of the people listening right now know who I'm talking about, but just know Ryan Rollins from the Bucks went from a bench player to averaging 17 points a game. He's averaging more than Cooper Flagg. He's balling right
now. Is he in relation to Tree Rollins?
I'll have to double check on that. Okay, last two. You've gotten the Caucasian player.
Yeah.
You've got one superstar left and one guy that's on a very injured team, but he's been balling even though they've been injured the last 3 years.
Donovan Wilson? I'm just throwing
him
I
don't think the Cowboys' safety
no,
is
not Donovan
eligible
Wilson. Y'all know who, no.
for I mean, I don't even know if he's the MVP of your defense, much less
the
NBA.
He
plays for the Cavaliers.
Is he the MVP of safety on his own team?
Come on.
That was great.
I want to say Donovan Mitchell is
Donovan
the person
Mitchell,
you're looking
thank
for.
Thank you. That's who I'm
incorrect. That's not the guy. Okay. It's not Michael Porter Jr., is it?
Nope. All guards. Thank DFW for one of them.
He's from the DFW?
Correct. Super fast. Had hair similar to mine before I pulled it back. Plays in the Eastern Conference. Has been hooping the last couple years, even though his team is injury riddled. Maybe has one of the more has the AD of the Eastern Conference on his team. DFW native, super fast, good 3-point shooter, always smiling.
Anthony Davis? Not Anthony Davis. What am I, bro? My name's I'm. So, don't talk
ahead,
basketball
just go
to
tell
me.
Us. Just
don't
go ahead talk and tell back. Us. Just go ahead and tell us.
Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's at number 8, and then number 9 is a superstar that y'all couldn't get, Anthony Edwards.
That's who I was trying to say, but I'm bad at
Anthony
words.
Edwards.
Good for me.
Okay.
Anthony Davis and Donovan Wilson on the MVP
Close.
Ballot.
Close.
Man.
Close.
I love Trevor.
I was going to guess Jake Ottinger. Is he anywhere in that list?
Listen, if we're you want to get some weird names?
What about Nico? Is he on there? Maverick Bork. Is he one of the guys on that list?
Can we get some Josh Smith love on the MVP?
Yeah. So there you have it. There you have it. All right. Let's see here. All right. Oh, man, we're already past it. Okay. Coming up next, college football. The bowls start tomorrow. Now, you got to be like a dye-in-the-wool college football person. Like, it's Prairie View tomorrow. And look, I've talked to the Prairie View coach, super good dude. I hope he takes over the KU program after we fire Lance Leipold next season. But we will give. Now, we're not doing spreads. I want to make that clear. All right. I'm not going to all the trouble of trying to find spreads for these college football games, especially when some of these are a month away. So college football, bowl picks, plus our national championship picks coming up next. Blake, Fred, Trevor, Devil's Advocate coming up after that. So much to get to. This is Fan After Dark. I don't know, man. I mean, you want to feel bad for Sharone Moore, but it just tough.
You don't put temptation in your face, man.
Well, and then like
you hire a young, good-looking assistant to be in front of you every day. While you've got a wife and kids at home that's a student there or a staffer.
Reaching out to OnlyFans models.
Like you had it coming. You kept tempting yourself with fate, and you finally bit the apple.
I mean, why get married?
Just be. What's our boy from that just went to LSU?
Who? Oh, coach. Lane Kiffin?
Just be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I mean, he got divorced and is, you know, knocking
people
down.
People can make fun of him, but he's not doing anything ethically wrong.
I mean, knocking down co-eds when you're a single guy, last I checked, was legal.
As long as they're legal. Let's make that clear.
As long as they're legal. I mean, I would imagine they are. They got to be at least 8. I mean, I'd imagine he's staying away from the super smart girls. So, anyway. all right. Let's get down to it. Some college football. Dude, I can't even read this.
We got to take you to the eye doctor.
Well,
it's also what I printed out, and I apologize for that. That was the best that I could do with it.
I think that was the internet. You don't apologize. It's perfectly fine.
Can you read that?
We've got the Cricket Bowl at SC State versus Prairie View A&M December 13th at noon on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want us to like make a pick right there? Y'all should see this on the fan cam. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just,
Fred
it's
has moved
tiny.
Fred has moved the paper around in 12 different
part
directions.
Part of it is blurry, too.
It's
okay?
Average. All right? It's average.
We've got the LA Bowl. That's going to be Boise State versus Washington. I don't even have my glasses on.
Let's see here. What else do we
have?
Fred
has tried a new angle now.
Trying a new angle. We've got the salute. What's that say? To veterans?
Mm-hmm.
Salute to Veterans Bowl. Troy versus Jacksonville State. All right, let's get rid of all this. Let's go to straight to the playoff games.
The playoff games? I thought we were picking bowls.
I know, but I let's do those first because I can actually see those. At least I think I can.
You want me to see if I can find you a magnifying glass?
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Let me see if I can find you a magnifying glass.
Here we go. I've got glasses at the house. I may bring them out tomorrow. I may break them out tomorrow.
Trevor,
okay.
How many times has he said that exact statement? I'm going to wear my glasses tomorrow.
I mean, he did bring them, and then he stopped. That's that's the why.
I did.
Why?
I know. Let's, I did. You know what? I did. I had them, and then I forgot them. I had them, and then I forgot them. Okay, here we go. First game we've got on December 19th. That is a week from today. You've got Oklahoma versus Alabama. What say you?
Alabama.
You going with that? You going with Bama?
Going with Bama. I know they got stomped by Georgia. Oklahoma is not the same team. They do have a good defense.
Yeah.
But I will never pick the Sooners ever in my life.
Okay, I mean, you could have just started off with that. I mean, you could have given all the... It's hard to beat a team. I wouldn't vote for him anyway, okay? I hate Oklahoma.
They could be the number one team in the
country.
Seriously.
All right, so Blake's going with Oklahoma. What say you?
Where the hell did he go? Where'd he go? He go get some clothes? He go get a pair of glasses? He wouldn't got a magnifying glass? I'm going to go with Oklahoma on this one. Alabama just did not look good against Georgia.
They were playing Georgia, man.
Georgia? I mean, Alabama hasn't looked good for the last month.
Ryan Williams, talk about a fall from grace.
Ooh, and he dropped a couple.
He's been doing it all season.
He's been bad all season.
That was not one game.
No. Ryan Williams did not look good.
He's not even the main target on his offense anymore.
No, not anymore. That kid was, everybody was loving him last year. All right, give me Oklahoma. Trevor, who do you have between Oklahoma and Alabama?
I like Oklahoma. Again, okay. I've said Alabama has not looked good all year.
Agreed.
And again, they're rough.
What do you think about
this? I'm trying to get a better printout for you. That's what I'm
No, you're good, dude. Don't worry about it.
I am going to worry about it. I care. I'm your producer.
I do appreciate that. Shame on me, though, because for not being prepared enough. Okay.
Someone texted us in about Sharon Moore. If you hang around a barbershop long enough,
you're going to get a haircut. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an old AA saying. All right. But I don't know really how that pertains to Sharon Moore. If you bring enough women around, you're going to...
Yes.
I mean, yeah, but that's...
If you put temptation in front of you long enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
We used to say excessive spooning leads to forking.
Oh. I like that. Can I write that down? Can I steal that?
Yeah, please.
Do I have to give you credit?
I would appreciate it.
I won't.
Because that's fair. I mean, I know. It's
employed.
A&M versus Miami. Give me Miami.
Give me the two fraudulent teams playing each other, which is hilarious.
Texas, I saw all I needed to see out of Texas A&M.
Give me Miami. Carson Beck, experience.
Give me Carson Beck. He's almost Phillip Rivers' age, so give me Carson Beck. All right, Trevor.
If Reed can play well, that's
your aunt had balls, should be your uncle.
But their defense is mean, and I don't think Carson Beck can play against that defense. Because I don't think Carson Beck's any good either. That's me. That's my opinion. I don't like Carson Beck. I don't think he's that good.
We might as well start calling him the flamethrower, okay? The Latvian flamethrower, all right? Does anybody have hotter takes than Trent or Trevor? My God. Why can't Pat Mahomes make his receivers catch? Who the hell was Wes Welker? Carson Beck sucks.
I don't like Carson Beck. I'm not a fan.
I mean, I understand that.
He's got noodle arms. He's got tattooed noodle
Who's
arms.
Who's he ever thrown to? All right, so are you going with A&M?
I'm going to go with A&M because I think their defense. I'm not going to cheer for him.
I can't wait till we get to the JMU game.
I mean, seriously. That's a war. Okay. All right. Ole Miss versus Tulane.
Let's let Trevor go first.
I mean,
Tulane take you want to give us real quick before we sign off on this?
I think this is a bad idea. I think this is going to hurt Tulane a lot.
Ole Miss will win.
I don't think it's going to hurt Tulane. I mean, look, Tulane, nobody expects Tulane to play well, right? Well,
it's going to be a boring
game.
This is
great for Tulane. You get national exposure. We're talking about them now.
But are we still talking about Arizona State?
Kind of.
When?
It's still in your head. Cam Scataboo and Kenny Dillingham.
Cam Scataboo is.
But Kenny
not Arizona State.
But Kenny Dillingham is still a hot name coach.
He is.
And where's Arizona State now? Where are the stars that they got? How many 4 stars?
It doesn't make you automatically go into playoffs next year.
Well, neither does Tulane is just a stepping stone for Oregon right now.
But it's better than not making it at all.
Trevor. You know what bowl game Arizona State's playing in?
Oh, man, tell me. Can you read it?
Try the Tony the Tiger Bowl, okay?
Grr, baby, very grr.
That's right.
Sounds great.
The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Arizona State. This is why we don't like bowls anymore.
Yeah.
Look, I love Frosted Flakes. Okay, I grew up on Frosted Flakes. Tony the Tiger Bowl, for God's sake.
They came after me yesterday for saying that I didn't like bowl games anymore.
Who's they?
Who?
Zach Walchuk, Kevin Carter, they were all coming after me. You don't like bowl? Of course you don't like bowl games.
I like how you say Zach's last name. Say it again.
Zach Walchuk.
Walchuk?
Walchuk? What's his name? What's his last name?
You say it again. Walchuk.
I've got a Walchuk. Zach Walchuk.
All right. Whatever.
No respect. Walchuk.
No respect given to Zach Walchuk or Walchuk. How much chuck can a Walchuk chuck if a Walchuk could chuck
hey,
chuck?
Trevor, what's Eric's last name?
Chafalo. Eric Chafalo. Huh? How do I care? I'm Trevor the Creator. Out of my face. All right. We're all on Ole Miss, right?
Yes, but Nobody cares about Tulane. But I think Tulane covers.
You do?
No way. Yeah.
Tulane
no
covers.
No way.
I think
these
they cover.
Ole Miss is out
to, I think they cover.
Okay, what's the spread? Like 17?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's 21. Let me look it up.
Look the spread up because I'll tell you what. Now that I don't mind. I think Tulane is going to be feisty. I really, really do. Plus Ole Miss. I mean,
17.5.
17. You know what? Give me Tulane in the points. I'm with Blake on this. Let's go Tulane in the points. Okay.
Ole Miss with old Goldschmidt. Is that his name, right? The defensive
plus they got the quarterback. You know what? Give me Tulane also with the points. I'm almost tempted to say they went outright. Their quarterback got kicked out of BYU for freaky deekying. All right. It's so true. You know what?
Where that got some guys though.
I mean, you know what? I mean, what kind of world are we living in where we're shaming the freaky deaky?
Just make sure you're not a head coach.
Okay.
I mean, watch the
Diddy just
thing.
Don't freaky deek your assistant.
Yeah.
When you're married kids, and then when your side chick says to stop, see that's where he screwed up. Yeah. Okay. If we're being real for a second, that's where Sharon messed up. See, when the side chick says I'm done. See, now you look like a simp when you still want to keep it up.
Yeah.
All right? Like
you have a wife and kids at home.
Hey, go back to your... No, I want to say what you... No. Get gone. Go find another one.
And then he went right back on Instagram.
And then he went right back on Instagram. I'll tell you what. Sharon's got problems. No wonder that offense sucked. Okay. Here we go. Last but certainly not least.
Three.
Yeah, seriously. No, maybe that's where Bryce was all season long because that guy couldn't throw to save his life. Anyway, all right. Last one. Oregon versus James Madison.
Oregon. They do demolish.
They will.
Ducks by a million.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will not be close. The spread's 21, and I think that's honestly too low.
Okay.
Good thing these games don't have sponsors.
All right, so Fred and Blake are both taking Tulane in the points. Last thing from you, what are you doing with this game? Tulane versus Ole Miss?
Oh, Ole Miss by, I mean, again, I think both of those teams. I think Oregon wins
okay,
by
so
a million.
Okay, so you
I
like
think
Ole
Tulane.
Miss and for them to cover.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
One of us will be
like
right.
Like I said, we think Ole Miss will win, but we think Tulane will cover.
I just
you
think
like...
they're a pissed off team. I think they're going to come out and try to burn
Ole
the world
Miss?
Down.
Yeah, but, yeah. They gotta, yeah, but they're, how pissed off are they, though? You know?
I mean, did you see the people on the tarmac? Like, yeah.
Those are the fans. What are they playing?
The interim coach, the guy that stepped in, he came in, and I think those boys are going to be ready to go.
Here's the deal. I'm going to say this.
Or they're going to be a little disoriented. You know?
See, and this is why it's the D coordinator taking over.
Yeah.
All right? Now, the Charlie Weiss, the play caller, is still there, yeah. But Lane's the guy that kept everything. I mean, he was the end-all, be-all. So
let Tulane go up 7-0 early. See how their sideline reacts.
Ooh. Like I said, my man might be freaky deeking in the sidelines while that game's going on. All right, coming up next, where are you taking us?
A little extra. No, is it extra credit?
No, it's not. That was yesterday.
Devil's advocate.
Sure?
Let's see who's the better arguer between the three of us. We've already gotten started. I see Lucius out there. Maybe we'll grab him for the next segment. Coming up next on Fans of Dark.
Did you play that for
I was
me?
To say, I mean, literally speaking
Did
Nirvana.
Did you play that for me?
No, that was a random bet that just happened to came up. This is a good song. Hang on. Before we start making fun of Nirvana.
Was this In Utero? It's from the In Utero album.
Yeah, this is, In Bloom, right?
It is. Yeah, that's
In
right.
In Bloom, yeah.
That's right.
I didn't like them for the longest time, and then I got older and realized, like, oh, these guys make sense.
No, Nirvana was legendary. Shout out to Kurt Cobain, RIP. You convinced Courtney Love killed him?
Probably.
Likely.
I need a documentary. I do.
I mean, I think there's been one done, but we need a full-blown, like... Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
I think it was you that said it. Did you hear what Netflix said about their documentaries?
It was me. That they prefer to do them with the person
with somebody,
involved.
And I'm like, well, you're never going to get that, obviously. But
well, no. You get it. Like, okay, so for instance, like when they did the documentary on Eddie Murphy, right? And so he's in, I mean, it's his, right? Like they when they did the one with Michael Jordan, right? Like
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He was in, I mean, he had creative control over it. So,
have you watched the Diddy one yet?
I have not watched the Diddy one yet. First of all, it's 4 episodes. I really need to lock in and put some time away.
I didn't realize how much influence he had on the Tupac Biggie stuff. And that's just because I was a child. I was 6 years old when all that happened. And that's what I think was crazy for me was watching it and seeing how much influence. Like, he's pretty much the reason why all that beef happened.
Killed
because
him.
Of how just he wanted to be the guy.
Take that.
You ready? Okay, in our group chat, there is the new Devil's Advocate topics to choose from. I will say there's also some from last time that we didn't choose that are still some bangers. So you can choose from either group of them that you wish. While I'm talking right now, y'all can kind of glance over them and see which one you'd like to do. I'll go first. I'll be the judge, if you will, and I'll let you guys argue since I already know the list.
Yeah, I got one. I'm ready.
Okay, I'll go first. You remember how it goes, Trevor, right?
Yes.
For all the listeners, I will present a topic. One of them will be for that topic. The other one will be against the topic. They will both argue their side for about a minute or so, and then I'll say who I thought won the argument. Okay. First one here. Okay. If you tell a story and someone has to ask, wait, what happened? You lose the floor, and they get to finish the story for you. So I will say...
Wait. Say that again?
Okay.
If you're saying something and then somebody says, wait, what happened?
Then that person that asked that... If I'm telling a story...
Yeah.
And you say, wait, what happened, Blake? Which means I'm not doing a good job telling the story or just you wanted to interrupt me. Yeah. I lose the floor and you get to finish the story.
Or what if that person's just an idiot?
That's part of it then. So, Fred, I want you to argue...
Against it? Sure.
I want you to argue for that and Trevor against it. Ready, set.
Let Trevor go first.
Okay, so I'm arguing for that I should still be able to tell the story.
Yes.
Well, obviously it's my story. Mm-hmm. So why?
Wait, no, you're arguing for it, right? So that other the person gets to finish the story. So you're saying that yes, the person that interrupts should get to finish the story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That because they remember the story. If the guy's asking me wait, what happened? No, then this. And then they think they're good storytellers. That's always the problem. It's always the guys that think they're good at storytelling. Am I messing up? This is the
problem. So, am I for or against this?
We'll choose a different one. That one's all over the place.
I think it's the double negatives of these.
It's right. I'm not buying the, hey, if I interrupt the story, I get to finish it.
Here's a new one. If you show up late to a group function without texting, you pay for the first shared expense. So I'm going to say, Fred, you agree with the sentiment that if you show up late, that people should have to, you being the person that's late, should have to pay for the group expense. Trevor, you think that's a dumb idea. You can be late. You shouldn't have to be paying for group expenses if you're late. Ready, set, go.
I'm not paying, Fred. I'm not paying.
In this situation, you're both the late person, but just arguing each side of it. You're not two different people in the story.
All right. So, I mean, I guess I'm going to just lie because I don't think you should. I mean,
that's the whole point, right? You got to be able to, this is the devil's advocate in you.
Yeah, you should have to pay. Okay. Number one, you didn't let anybody know that you were going to be late. We've all been sitting here anxiously awaiting your arrival. All right. You've ruined the vibes as soon as you get here. Okay. Mm-hmm. We had a nice little conversation going in. Then you say, wait, what happened? Then you try to finish the story that I was telling. All right. And you totally botched that.
Nice little tie-in.
So, you know what? Pull out your card. Don't blame it on Apple Pay. Guess what? First round's on you.
Listen, everybody's late. It happens. My grandma called me. I had to have a conversation with her. Yeah.
Your grandma?
Maybe it is my grandma. My girlfriend from Latvia. We had the extended time. It takes time to put in that effort.
The German dude.
And so, again, I don't want to be, I don't want to hurt my wallet because I happen to be late this time. Yeah. What happened about last time when you were late? We didn't make you pay, like whoever had the party.
I was saving someone's life.
You think talking to my grandma is less impactful than you saving somebody's life?
I was hanging out with Gavin Dawson at the 60 to 80 year old singles bar, and was this poor woman.
It's tied up right now.
Had a
final
stroke,
points.
And so I had to give her mouth to mouth resuscitation.
My wallet shouldn't have to be hurt because I happened to have things that I had to take care of. So I apologize.
Not very
that
important
I was
things.
Late.
Pay up.
I'll give you my sorry.
Not very important things. Get your
I'll
wallet
give you my,
out.
I'll let you, my lament. But I'm not.
Time's up.
Pay.
Now, while Trevor had the obviously easier side of the coin, because I think most people shouldn't have to pay if they're late.
No,
Fred had
terrible.
The tougher part. I'm going to give it to Fred. I think he did a good job arguing the other side of it.
And pulled in the last story, too.
Pulled in the last stories, too. Trevor, I'm looking for a bounce back here. It's me versus you.
Okay, here we go. Now, this one is near and dear to my heart. And so there's nobody more supremely qualified.
I think I know which one you're picking, too.
To judge
based off, what I was reading.
This one than your boy, Freddie D. If you ask someone to help you move,
I knew it.
You owe them food and drinks. No exceptions. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Whoever gets it gets to argue for it.
I don't care. I'll argue either side.
You want to argue? Okay, he argues against it. Trevor, you argue for it.
Start us off, Trevor. You got the easy one.
So I'm arguing for somebody
You're
having
arguing
to-
that if somebody helps you move, you owe them food and drinks.
You agree with that point.
Well, yeah, exactly, because I believe that I'm asking you to do you're doing me a favor. Yeah. So I appreciate you doing me a favor. I appreciate you so much that you're taking your time, your effort,
whatever it is,
possibly your truck again. So I do believe that I owe you
at the very least.
I owe you a drink.
Yeah.
I owe you dinner to take you out. Can I pay for your gas? But I owe you that
at least
the very least.
I'm glad that you think I owe you food and drinks after all we've been through in our life. Because if I'm calling you to move, that means that we are good friends. That means we are bestest of friends. And if our relationship is built on monetary things, is built on things that are right in front of us and not the love that we've built over the years, then I'm sorry we're not good at friends and I won't ask you to move next time because what I give to you in friendship is more than the price of a pizza.
I can appreciate you saying that you're not going to pay for me to help you move.
Oh, I'll pay. I just said not with pizza and pizza and beer.
Food.
Well, so you're giving me
just
monetary
food.
Value.
Food
you're
and drinks.
I'm just not paying a pizza and beer.
I think
I'm
that's
going
the
out
problem,
the prompt.
Though,
going
man.
Off the prompt.
That's the problem.
I'm going to pay in bigger dividends. How about I get you in rooms you'd never get in because you helped me move rather than pizza and beer?
You're bending this argument here.
Get you in rooms you've never been. What, the one you just rented? Trevor! Give it to Trevor! That was a no-win situation for you, Blake.
Stop asking people to help move. Like, I feel like we're at an age now, you got to stop asking people to help. Like, if you can't pay for it, do it yourself. Like, my back hurts too much to go help somebody move.
No, I disagree. Now, I'm very selective on who I would ask to help me move, but I have been that friend where I've helped several people move. So. Well,
I've done it too, but I'm saying is I'm getting old.
Dude, I've driven to different states to help people move.
Wild on you. I hope you got more than a pizza.
It was family. It was my sister this past summer and then my cousin a few years ago. So
see what you got, Trevor.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to pick one. Here we go. If you say, we'll figure it out later, and later never figure it out, you cover the cost of the rushed solution. So, Blake, I want you to defend.
So he's for it.
I want you to be for this.
I'm against it.
And I want you to be against it. Okay. So if you say we'll figure it out later and later never comes, you're down to cover the cost.
Yes.
Fred, you are not down to cover the cost.
I get it. All right. Who's going first? Fred. All right, look, it's real simple. I had an idea. I thought we could figure it out. It didn't happen. And, you know, I went in there with best intentions. We thought it was going to happen. Other variables popped up beyond my control. Therefore, I didn't have any way to fix said problem. And guess what? We'll figure it out again next time.
Well, I appreciate the excuses. And while that was a lot of blabbing, at the end of the day, I made plans around said item, said thing, said activity. And so the fact that I have taken off my mom's wedding to make sure that I was here. That I was here to help you move. And he said, we'll figure it out later about not having a dolly. Not having a dolly has really struck us now.
I mean, he's over here just making up scenarios.
That's part of it.
Well, you did too, mister. I saved somebody's life.
Yeah. I did.
And I need to be compensated for you, not being...
singles bar.
You were not a good planner, and I trusted you that we'd figure it out later. And now, instead of moving this couch with a dolly...
Well, first of all...
There's no dolly.
You said a couch with a dolly. So, obviously, that wasn't me that said that. Because that must be your other friend that said that.
You said we'd figure it out later. Yeah. We don't need a dolly. And now my back is broken.
I'm not a good planner. Did you know that going into this that I wasn't a good planner? You didn't know?
Didn't know. I trusted you. I put my heart into it. And now my back is broken.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a you problem. I mean, if you're too weak to lift a refrigerator to where your back's broke.
I'm 75. You said we'd figure it out later.
Oh, now you're 75. You're 75. Now you're 75.
I'm Philip Rivers.
So you're old, decrepit, and
my mom's wedding.
Apparently your mom, who must be 100, is getting married at 75 years old, which makes me, if you're 75, that makes me, what, 90? So you put me as your mover to help you at 75 and 90? That sounds like a you problem. That's why I told you I'd figure it out later, because my old ass couldn't do it. I think we know who won this one,
What a moving company we are. 75 and 90.
And you live on the third floor. Someone's dying. Someone's hip is getting broke.
The only reason, because again, I'm so on the Blake side of this here, but the fact that you said we'll figure out later, that's pristine. I'm about
it. Didn't work. I know, but I'm about it.
That's a good argument.
I doubled down on it.
But you got gullible by it first.
That's it.
You know?
Exactly.
Like you didn't trust the
guy. I just want to say,
first
of all, thank you so much, Trevor. I'll tell you what. I want you also to remember, too, that Blake doubted you that you would be any good at this segment. All right.
Really?
You absolutely did. Just pulling the curtain back a little bit. You have been phenomenal the last two tries. But I want to say that the one thing about Blake and his reverse psychology motivational techniques called me out after the first time we did Devil's Advocate. And I want to say I haven't lost since.
We'll see if you win right here. Okay. If you are arguing, so let's say we're playing Monopoly. If you argue a rule mid-game after losing, you have to show your GPA to the group after it. So you're pretty much saying the game's rigged. I only lost because of this. I'm arguing a rule over Monopoly. If you start arguing that and you've already lost, the game's over, you have to show your GPA to the entire group and show them how smart you are. So I will say Trevor agrees with that sentiment Fred disagrees with that sentiment. Ready, set, go.
Fred, I told you, you can't roll. Yeah. Once you roll three deuces in a row,
yeah,
or you have to go to jail.
Can I take a deuce on this argument? Because I'm bored with it already, okay?
Trevor, don't let him do
it's
that.
It's pretty well universally understood that some of your smartest and most successful millionaires and billionaires all got C's and D's, all right? Steve Jobs, just one comes to mind. Straight C student, in fact, dropped out of college, okay? So take your GPA, stick it up your ass. I'm out. I'm flipping the board over as I walk out. Deuces, listen, I win.
Listen, I don't agree that all great minds think alike. Yeah. I don't agree with that, but I also know that you rolled three sixes in a row.
Why do we pick three
you're
sixes?
You're going to jail.
A different number? Yeah.
Okay, so you're
satanic.
Let me see
that GPA. Let me see
you're going to hell.
2.75
I win again.
That you got from
I
Kansas.
Trevor.
The government paid for. Come on now.
Whoa, Trevor, pick a candidate. Let me stop talking. Continue, Trevor.
Government paid for what?
Well, because you went in the military. I'm sure you
did
the GI
Bill. Yes, I did. So now you're mocking my service. Oh, okay.
Go Army.
So you hate Americans.
Go Army.
Wow.
Go Army.
So, okay, Mr. Latvian over here decided.
You wanted
America,
to send me there.
So America's not good enough. By the way, Monopoly was created in what country? America. All right? So take your ass to Latvia, all right? Go live in the forest with your electricity and your internet.
Why did Trevor pick 666?
And you're satanic. You know what? There's a place in Latvia for you.
Is it in the forest on the rails?
In the forest. Yeah, you got to take the train out there.
I wouldn't think it would be a train to Latvia from here.
Well, considering you'd have to go through the ocean, I think it would probably be impossible. All right, final hour of the program coming up. Another successful devil's advocate in the book. Ironically enough, him pulling the three sixes out makes sense considering this is a devil's advocate segment. So, boom, bringing it all full circle. All right, we'll do a show rewind. We've got games, and oh my goodness, have we got ourselves a barn burner at Aledo and Lone Star. We will recap all of the high school games going on right now, the ones that are still going, the ones that have finished. We'll tell you what's going on with this Dallas Mavericks game. So much to get to. Fatty's on the phone at 10:20. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.